Truth News Network.
Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. I am Dan Newman, and I hope you had a great weekend. Boy, we had a busy one trying to digest all of the fallout as a result of the memos that were released on Friday by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, specifically on Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. We're going to save our analysis till a little bit later in this week after some more details are put together. But today, we want to talk about that just a little bit, but as it pertains to some other things. And today's story is, what now, Congress? Congress is now in the hot seat. As you know, Americans elected a brand new Congress, as they do every 2 years, and the House of Representatives is taking control away from the Republicans. It goes back across the aisle in January and will be under the control of the Democrat Party for the next 2 years. Though the GOP picked up several Senate seats that increased their Senate majority, all fiscal matters driven by government spending, must come from the House of Representatives. Yes, it is true that for the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, Republicans controlled both houses, both the House and the Senate. But because of rules put in place, rules passed by each House of Congress that are not constitutionally mandated, restrictions regarding even taking up measures for floor debate and what can and cannot be done in the House and the Senate lie entirely at the feet of members of Congress. Why? Americans look on as Congress continually defeats completion of legislation for extremely important matters. Examples: every year, the Constitution requires Congress to prepare, pass, and the President to sign into law a fiscal budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And each fiscal year, the budget that controls government spending expires the same time, every year. Yet, each year, every time, Congress waits until the last minute, delaying even a vote on a budget bill, passing temporary spending resolutions due exclusively to partisan wrangling that seldom has anything substantive to do with the overall budget. Most often, those delays are direct results of the current legislative hotspot item of the week: the repair of illegal immigration, funding health care, and building a southern border wall are the latest hotspots that have delayed a new budget. Of course, stopgap resolutions for temporary spending have to be put in place to prevent a government shutdown. But even the threat of a shutdown is turned into a political football every time one is rumored. Either Democrats or Republicans hold out, wanting this legislation or that legislation included or excluded, and it's always the other party's fault. You know how it works. In the past, members of Congress were really concerned about how Americans felt about Congress and the job they do. Their approval ratings among the public were very important to them. But in past years, Americans watch as Congress demonstrates again and again their lack of concern for the will of Americans in legislation, and their approval ratings as a result of their lack of concern for the will of Americans hover around a dime, just 10%. Now, what that means, folks, approximately 90% of Americans don't like the job members of Congress are doing, and Congress doesn't care. With that in mind, and with Democrats reclaiming control of their financial mothership in Congress, the House of Representatives, don't you think Congress would want to get back to work and diligently move legislation for Americans and government operations forward? One would think that, and if one thought that, one would be wrong. What legislative matters do you think Congress should be concentrating on? Let's name just a few. Further tax release for the middle class, meaningful comprehensive immigration reform, sealing both U.S. borders to stop the rampant influx of illegals from the North and the South, revision of health care financing and regulation to make it affordable for all Americans without tampering with healthcare's effectiveness, taking control of a runaway U.S. government federal deficit spending. There certainly are others, but I feel almost all Americans would be tickled if Congress would make at least honest efforts on these during the next 2 years. But sadly, I doubt it will happen. Even with a fresh start with a new House of Representatives, nothing substantive will be accomplished in the next Congress. Nothing but passing a budget after several spending resolutions are passed at the last minute, and the cycle of congressional lunacy just rolls over again and again and again and again. Did you notice, as I did, the lack of party platform promotion in the 2018 midterm campaigns by either party? There were none, or very few, if any at all. All the campaigning was against those running on the other side, on a personal level, not for any differences, material differences, in platform. Voters heard very little from either Democrats or Republicans about ideas to fix any of the broken government process mentioned in the last paragraph. In fact, the election conversation was driven primarily by just one thing, or one person, Donald Trump. And seldom did you hear at campaign rallies or in television, radio, or print ads new ideas from either party's candidates. They all simply drew a line in the sand, either for or against President Trump and his policies. Hardly anyone spoke about the amazing accomplishments in the nation on his watch just in his first 2 short years, and I'm not going to list them here, but we all know about most of them. Regardless of the claims made by his predecessor that he initiated all of those successes, most Americans are smart enough to look at their payroll deposits and see deposits for corporate bonuses, pay increases, more net pay because of reduced federal income tax deductions. They see their 401k values have risen rather than continuously leaking away as they did under the last president. Americans also saw their neighbors who had previously struggled to find work, and not just get jobs now, but jobs in sectors that not only had completely stopped hiring anybody, they were moving operations to foreign countries out of the U.S. Americans know Obama promised exactly opposite, telling Americans that manufacturing would never come back to the U.S. And under Donald Trump, it's not just coming back, it's storming back with a vengeance. All of this happened because Donald Trump changed the way people at the top in Washington think. Let's call it Trump change. But wait, not everyone in Washington changed or wanted Trump change. Inner members of the deep state, inhabitants of the swamp, they didn't want Trump change. And they still don't. With new House control by Democrats, one would think their party leadership would be excited about looking ahead at new ways to build on existing successes and find new ways to initiate new ones. But that's not happening. Want to know what Democrat Party upcoming House leadership and committee leaders are planning? We're going to look at just a few. Sadly, I don't think any that we're going to look at will blow your mind. We'll be right back with that after this at the Truth News Network.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&Ms Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes.
M&Ms Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you. Election cycles come and go. White House reporters come and go. The truth is a diamond because it's forever.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Your jeweler today is Dan Newman.
And we're looking for some jewels in Congress, specifically the House of Representatives, having a little bit of a problem finding them under new leadership. As they ramp up, their rhetoric ramps up too. As we said, you would think with new leadership in Congress, the House of Representatives, so weighty and so important to American government and the American people, would be excited about bringing new ideas to us. Well, they're kind of stuck. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, said that President Trump might, quote, face the real prospect of jail time after prosecutors indicated last week that he directed illegal payments during his 2016 presidential campaign. There's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, said Schiff. That he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time. That was Adam Schiff on CBS's Face the Nation. Schiff's premise has no basis in fact, rather relies totally on information contained in Robert Mueller's memo released on Friday, December 9th. Specifically, Schiff's comments were based on allegations contained in that memo that state Cohen, Michael Cohen, lied to Mueller and his investigators. According to the memo, Cohen admitted that he had lied to Congress about when he stopped pursuing a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, which was June of 2016 instead of January 2016, and about other statements he had made. It said he also offered new information to the special counsel's office. The memo said Cohen admitted he lied to Congress to, quote, minimize links between the Moscow project and Trump and to give a false impression that the Moscow project had ended before the Iowa caucus and the first presidential primaries in hopes of limiting the ongoing Russia investigation being conducted by Congress and the special counsel's office. Cohen also said he had lied to Congress about a 2015 radio interview in which he suggested that Trump meet with Russian President Putin in New York City during his visit to the United Nations General Assembly. Cohen had told Congress that his comments were not discussed within the campaign, but later said that he had conferred with Trump about contacting the Russian government to gauge interest in such a meeting. Congressman Schiff disclosed that Democrats are in talks with counsel for former Trump attorney Cohen to bring him back for further testimony. Less than 2 weeks after Cohen pled guilty to lying to Congress in 2017 about an abandoned Trump Tower project in Moscow, Schiff suggested Cohen will return voluntarily if Schiff becomes the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats take over in January, and he is expected to do so. He would have the power to subpoena Cohen to testify and provide more documents, but Cohen would retain the option of pleading his Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. So that's one of the most powerful committees in the House of Representatives. Adam Schiff has been the minority leader on that committee, and he will assume, purportedly, in January, if his associates elect him to be that committee chairman. And instead of talking about significant, important matters that have been investigated by, I don't know, dozens and dozens of investigators at taxpayer expense by the Mueller team for almost 2 years now, and letting them run the course of that investigation, he is talking about digging in further, getting House investigators involved further and deeper in an investigation of the same things that the Mueller team has been investigating, rather than do legislative work for the American people. Let's move on. Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat from New York, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, he revealed on Friday that he will end the Republican-led probe into decisions made by the FBI and Department of Justice during the 2016 presidential election. Yes, he said, I will end it because it is a waste of time to start with. Nadler told reporters that after momentarily stepping outside the closed-door hearing of fired FBI Director James Comey. He branded the probe a political stunt designed to divert attention from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into potential collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The entire purpose of this investigation is to be a diversion of the real investigation, which is Mueller. There is no evidence of bias at the FBI and this other nonsense they are talking about, the Democrat claimed. Now think about that. Okay, here's Nadler from New York, a Democrat, longtime member of the House of Representatives, and he made that statement talking about the existing investigation by the House Judiciary Committee in which they are investigating all of these matters. And even with everything that's been brought to the forefront that Americans see and know have been going on and are just simply waiting for facts, Nadler says this, quote, the entire purpose of this investigation is to be a diversion of the real investigation, which is Mueller. There is no evidence of bias at the FBI and this other nonsense they are talking about, he claimed. More than 20 high-level executive managers have either been fired or retired, quote unquote, from the FBI and in the Department of Justice. All of those worked in the Obama administration and have been found with publicly revealed wrongdoing, mismanagement, lying under oath, false documentation, violating classified information laws. And Nadler still thinks the American people are too stupid to understand it. Then there's Representative Nancy Pelosi, promised the following legislation to be taking up if she retakes the gavel as Speaker of the House, which is expected. First, a package for campaign finance reform as their first bill of the 116th Congress. Democrats will pursue to reducing drug prices, the veteran California congresswoman said, something that's already ongoing in the Trump administration that the president initiated with Republican leadership of the House and the Senate, and drug prices have already come down substantially. Then, according to Pelosi, they will make an effort to work with Republicans on a bill on background checks for gun purchases, as well as address protecting Dreamers. That refers, of course, to young undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. I don't see any of us voting for wall funding, referring to President Trump's plan for a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. In addition, Pelosi said she would like Democrats to make sure there is integrity in the U.S. voting system. Wow. Does that sound like significant leadership on the woes that are facing Americans? Most of these bills are ridiculous. Most of the legislation they're talking about is ridiculous, the investigations, etc. And some of the stuff's already underway in the Trump administration. And then, of course, there's Maxine Waters, also from California. Throughout the campaign of 2016 and ever since, she speaks about nothing but impeachment. I am not for sure, but I believe her ardent supporters from her California district would rather she work with all those in D.C. to reduce illegal immigration that has resulted in thousands and thousands and thousands of lost jobs for those borders, voters and others. Further reduce taxes, help find ways to fix health care finance, stemming the flood of ever-increasing federal spending that is driving our national debt far beyond any hope of repayment. And the constant logjam in Congress due to exclusively pushing partisanship from both sides of the aisle. Yet, Ms. Waters still chants in rallies and in meetings, impeach 45, impeach 45. You know, there's very little any of non-elected Americans can do to right this ship. At best, let's continue to communicate with our elected federal officials and encourage them to take care of the enforcement of existing laws, pass new laws to fix bad ones or do away with them altogether, to cut runaway spending, close our borders to illegals, take care of American citizens before spending billions on illegals who invade our country. I could cover you up with statistics right now of dollars and cents and numbers of American people that are in dire circumstances, many beyond their control, veterans living on the streets, far more than are fighting to come into the United States illegally on the southern border. We're spending billions of dollars down south without taking care of our own. Regarding the likes of Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi and Waters, they still hold the belief that their political false narrative has captured the minds of most Americans. I laugh almost every time I hear Nadler or Schiff or Pelosi or Waters in interviews spouting their talking points. Remember this. Schiff is the one that on numerous occasions has stated he factually knows and has evidence that proves that President Trump colluded with Russia to help get him elected in 2016. Nadler knows that everything he said that I quote above about their talking points, current House investigation into Department of Justice and FBI wrongdoing, and even illegal actions during the 2016 campaign is not only legitimate, it is necessary to simply hold government accountable for partisanship that has led to unbelievable illegal activities that put Watergate to shame. And that light on all of that will be coming in the next months. Schiff, Pelosi, Nadler, and Waters are oblivious to this one fact. It cannot be forgotten or ignored. All Americans that are not drinking from the trough of political elitism from which Democrat Party leadership live by understand things in D.C. are not right. And most Americans, even proven in polling results, want the process in D.C. fixed and those responsible for wrongdoing held accountable. And all of this, don't be dismayed. The sheriff that took charge in 2016 is far from working alone in his so far successful quest to clean out the swamp. They want to intimidate him into believing he has no hope and that they're going to get him somehow. You know what? He doesn't care. There's not enough. Even if the House somehow files articles of impeachment and refers that to the Senate, there's no evidence the Senate is going to have anything worthy of even trying the president on those charges. He came to D.C., a very successful entrepreneur, and he'll leave exactly the same way. I think he'll have another 4 years. I think Americans see through all of this. I think Americans are tired of this crud that keeps going on and on and on in Washington. When it's all over, folks, Americans will still be in control of the United States of America. We got to remind them, they work for us. That's a wrap on today's chapter of the Truth News Network. We're getting started on what's going to be a really good week. Let's do it together. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Always get the truth on TNN, the Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at truthnewsnet.org.